From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection. On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Singibush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi. The superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi. The perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
On a very chilly Monday evening, day after Easter to you here from ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are at Melcher Street Park in Minster tonight. The Minster Wildcats take on the Wapakoneta Redskins. Both teams 2-0 on the year. Minster state champs last June in Division 7. Meanwhile, Wapakoneta advanced all the way to the Final Four. Wapak has lost about 20 games in the last four seasons. Minster's won four state titles under 32-year head coach Mike Wiss. Jason Brandt has been at Wapak for 24 successful seasons. Should be a very good baseball game. Both teams unbeaten, 2-0. It's early on in the campaign. You really never know what to expect the first few weeks of the season. Minster on the diamond taking pregame warm-ups. Wapakoneta arrived about 15 or 20 minutes ago. Sun shining, blue sky overhead. It's a jet stream out to right field. Wind out of the north-northwest, and we'll return with more from here at Melcher Street Park in a few minutes on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a Youth Savings Account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
And welcome back to Melcher Street Park here in Minster. Jack Kramer here on scoresbroadcast.com. Minster Wildcats playing host to Wapakoneta, D7 versus D3 here today. Minster from the Midwest Athletic Conference and Wapakoneta from the Western Buckeye League. The Wildcats so far have beaten Rushi 5-1 and Spencerville 13-3. Next game after tonight for Minster is tomorrow evening against Jackson Center right here before a Thursday bout on the road at Delphi St. John's. Meanwhile, Wapak has got this game this evening and then a home contest against Elida tomorrow night and on Thursday away against Lima Bath. Both teams start five seniors here tonight, but Minster, the younger club, Wildcats will feature a junior, three sophomores, and a freshman in the opening ten. Meanwhile, the first nine for Wapak, the five seniors and four juniors. Wapak, as I mentioned, has lost 21-22 games in high school baseball over the last 4 years, went to the state Final Four last season. Minster, under head coach Mike West, state champs in 2011, 12, 17, and again in 32 years, I should say, for Mike here at Minster. 20 sectional titles in Division IV, four sectional titles in D3 and D7 combined, grand total of 10 district championships, 10 regional appearances, six regional titles, MAC champs five times, state title winners four times, as I noted. Coach Brandt at Wapakoneta, yeah, interestingly enough, played 2 years of American Legion baseball in St. Mary's back in the day when Minster head coach Mike Wiss coached the Legion baseball team in St. Mary's. Year number 24 as head coach at Wapak for Jason Brandt, 28 overall. He played at Anna High School. He is a graduate of Capital and a master's degree graduate from UD, where head coach Mike Wiss from Minster went to school. Wildcats have concluded infield practice, or I should say are concluding. Wapakoneta will take the field shortly. Sun shining brightly. It's cold. Glad we're playing this game today, not tomorrow, when it's supposed to be about 12 to 15 degrees colder. Minster Wapakoneta, Midwest Athletic Conference against the Western Buckeye League, here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com.
We are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply in Minster. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our school's academic programs and athletic teams, which have been highlighted by ScoresBroadcast.com since 2005. Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply, one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. Here in Minster for nearly 50 years.
On the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring. Success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Botkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Botkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt.
I'd like to remind you here on ScoresBroadcast.com, we're brought to you in part by the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, a host of Minster sponsors too, along with a number from Fort Loramie and the village of Rushi, as I noted. Francis Schulze in Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams here this evening, key building components early in the year start with defense and pitching. Offense a little more slowly to come around. Defense and pitching, key building components here tonight for this game between Minster and Wapakoneta. They are opening the doors to success for these two clubs, the Wildcats and the Redskins. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space depending on key building components at Francis Schulze, which inspires the winning combo of style and timeless appeal and exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. And a lot of gratitude here on scoresbroadcast.com to Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, which provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and the on-site food pantry, just to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website ShelbyCountyVeterans.org or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. A quick look at the starting lineups for tonight's game for visiting Wapakoneta. Leading off, the senior shortstop, Drew Bailey. Batting second, left fielder is senior Zach Fisher. Hitting third, the catcher is senior Griffin Miracle. Batting fourth, senior center fielder Jarrett Mullen. Batting fifth is Joel Moore, first baseman, a senior. Sixth, Ethan Brandt, junior, second baseman. Seventh, Darren Hauser, third baseman, a junior. Eighth, Avram Long, junior, pitcher. And batting ninth is the junior right fielder, Blake Rogers. The pitcher, Long, will hit for himself. Meanwhile, Minster does have the DH in play. Leadoff batter for the Wildcats, third baseman, freshman, James Keener. Batting second, sophomore shortstop, Ty Hine. Batting third, Reese Baer, second baseman, a senior. Fourth, Hayden Lynn, junior, first baseman. Fifth, Carson Kaler, sophomore center fielder. Sixth, Jace Hemmelgarn, right fielder, a senior. Seventh, left fielder, senior Chase Dirksen. Eighth, Andrew Wiss, shortstop, a senior. Batting ninth is John Inskeep, sophomore DH. The pitcher on the bump is senior Andrew Kettner. He does not hit here at the outset. Wapakoneta Redskins on the diamond, concluding infield practice, first pitch just several minutes away. Here at Minster, chilly night for high school baseball. Better than tomorrow, though. 15 degrees colder by this time tomorrow night. Both teams in action tomorrow evening. Glad we're on the air here tonight for you from Minster. Sun shining, wind blowing hard to right, and the field is in immaculate condition. We'll return with more here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start start to finish, setup to cleanup, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, General Manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers five convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and return banking services to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
And so many thanks to Osgood Bank, located in Osgood and Chickasaw, also Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Osgood Bank has been on with us here on scoresbroadcast.com for a dozen years. Do well, be good, osgoodbank.com. And thanks to Local Equipment and Jackson Center, a founding partner back in 2006. Gratitude to Local, L-A-C-A-L, conceived in L.A., California. It came to Shelby County, Jackson Center, Ohio, back in 1983, and Local Equipment has been on the air with us since 2006, an originating partner. Thank you so much, Local. We would not be here today without the support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center. And thank you so much to SecureCom in Minster and to Wygant Real Estate and Development. Remember, Wygant has a new subdivision across from Lake Loramie. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development for more information about the new subdivision near Lake Loramie. Well, we've had the meeting of the two head coaches, Mike Wiss, Minster, Jason Brandt, Wapakoneta, with the umpires at home plate. And we'll have the first pitch in just several minutes here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center, CURLYSmeats.com. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also lists the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? I want you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi at 937-710-8744. Let Restore your well-being.
Right-hander Andrew Kettner, a senior on the bump for Minster, and he starts off this game with a high fastball to Drew Bailey, who swings and misses at pitch number two. Wapakoneta went to the state final 4 years ago and returns 8 starters. Minster won the state title in D7 and graduated 6 starters. So early on here in the campaign, you would think advantage Wapak based on that experience. 2-1, 2-1 on Bailey as Kettner misses with a curve. Fastball fouled at the plate, and it's 2-2, 2-2. The battery for the Minster Wildcats, Kettner on the bump, and he is ready to pitch again here to the plate. And the pitcher, Bailey, waits on a curveball and pulls it foul outside of the third base bag. Count even up, 2-2, 2-2. 2-2 on the hitter for Wapakoneta to start the game. Wind blowing out to right. Outfield shades the right-hand batter to pull a little bit. Kettner just missed low with a fastball, and it's full, 3-2. 3-2, 3-2 on the hitter, Bailey, to start for Wapak. He swings, bounces the ball, third baseline foul outside the bag. Backhanded down there by Keener, third baseman for Minster. Still full on Bailey. Infield retreats a couple steps. So does the outfield. Kettner's got his sign. Zips a pitch in there low, and it's ball 4, runner aboard for Wapak to start the game. Here is Zach Fisher, senior left fielder, number 2 in the order. Bailey, runner at first, being held on down there by Hayden Lynn of Minster. Kettner into a stretch. Oh, Bailey's off and running. Got a great jump. Ball bounced to the plate. Got away from the Minster catcher into second base easily. Bailey, he had that base stolen. Tough scoring decision. It was a wild pitch. Runner at second. No one out for Wapakoneta. A ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Fisher, who squares to bunt and fouls it to the backstop. And it's a ball, a strike, 1-1 on him. Outfield playing Fisher to pull. Right fielder for Minster, Hemmelgarn, well off the line. Second baseman for the Wildcats, shading the second base bag. That's Reese Baer. Kettner stretching, pitching, bunt right back to Kettner. It's ball slows down in the thick grass. Kettner fields, fires on to first, out. Sack bunt is good, moving the runner for Wapakoneta up from second to third. So with one down, left-hand batting Griffin Miracle could plate the runner at third with a fly ball or an infield ground out. Left side of the diamond for Minster was in a few steps. Now it retreats. In fact, the infield for the Wildcats is at normal depth for Miracle, who swings from the left side. Curveball low and in, a ball, no strikes, 1-0 on him. Runner third, Bailey for Wapak. Redskins threaten top of the first. Kettner to the plate, fouled into the Redskins dugout alongside first. The count, a ball, a strike, 1-1 on the left-hand batting Miracle for the Redskins. Kettner takes a peek at his runner at third, who steps down the line. The pitch is up and away. Ball 2, strike 1, 2-1. Infield for Minster was charging with the pitch to the plate. Now the shortstop, Wiss, retreats to a fairly deep shortstop position. As Kettner fires, breaking ball ripped on the ground to second. Fielded on two hops by the Minster second baseman, thrown on to first as Baer pitches a strike to the first sacker. Hayden Lynn out at first, run scores, 1-0 in favor of Wapakoneta on the ground out from 4-3. Jarrett Mullen steps in, cleanup hitter for the Redskins, wears number 1 on his back. senior center fielder. Kettner, big overhand curveball, and it's a strike above the waist on the outside corner. Nothing and one on the hitter, Jarrett Mullen. Kettner again upstairs. That was a heater, a ball, a strike. Outfield deep, shading the cleanup hitter to pull slightly. Third baseman for Minster well behind the bag. That pitch is way outside. 2-1. Two balls, a strike. 2-1 on Mullen for Wapakoneta. 365 to center here at Melcher Street Park. 300 down the left field line. 312 to right. There's a ball hit hard, scalded to left. It is in front of the left fielder for the Wildcats for a line single off the bat of Mullen. Ball was rifled into left field. A couple hops to Jace Dirksen out there for the Wildcats. A run in for Wapakoneta, runner at first. A couple down in the top of the first inning. Fifth hitter, Joel Moore, senior first baseman, steps plateward. Runner off and running to second base in easily on a pitch that's high. And it's a ball and no strikes. Wapakoneta getting good jumps off first base in two successful steals here in the top of the first inning. Runner at second, two down. Kettner stretching, looks back at second, and Moore skies a pop foul over the screen behind home. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Moore. He is one of five seniors in this Wapakoneta starting lineup, one of eight returning starters. Kettner to the plate, bouncing ball into the left-hand batter's box. And the count extends to two balls and a strike, 2-1 on Moore for Wapakoneta. Second baseman for Minster is near the bag at the moment as Kettner spins a pitch in there, and it is a strike at the waist on the outside edge. Count even up, 2-2 on Moore. Last pitch was a good one on the black on the outside corner. Might have been a cut fastball. Kettner stretching, pitching. Ball grounded back up the middle. Second baseman Baird, who is right a couple steps. Fields throws on to first. Yes, for the out. And the inning is over for Wapak. Redskins score one. We head to the bottom of the first. Wapakoneta 1, Minster nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in
Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Rotterman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Right-hander Abram Long is on the bump for Wapakoneta, starting pitcher here today. First batter for Minster fouled the initial pitch over our heads. Press box alongside third. Second pitch line fouled down the left field line. Nothing in two on freshman James Keener. Catcher Ty Hine on deck. Part of the Kettner-Hine battery here today for Minster. Swing and a miss on a rising fastball. Delivered plateward by Long, and Keener strikes out. Here's Ty Hine, who I mistakenly noted in the starting lineups as the Wildcat shortstop. That was a misprint by me. Hine, the catcher, hits second, sophomore. Wildcats begin the lineup with a freshman and sophomore, 1-2. Hine from the right side of the plate. Pitch in there by Long, up and away for a ball. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0. Hine ahead in the count. Outfield deep to right, wind blowing that way. And we'll see the right fielder, perhaps the center fielder, a little deeper than usual all evening long. There's a strike on the inside corner at the letters. Two balls and a strike, 2-1 on Hine. Third baseman for Wapak, even with the bag. That's Darren Hauser. There's a pitch on the outside corner at the letters. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Hine. Hine hits from the right side, deep in the box. Right foot heel is on the back edge of the batter's box. That pitch just missed, and it goes full, 3-2. 3-2 on Hine. Right-hand hurler. Junior Abram Long gets the sign from his catcher and whips a fastball in there wide off the plate, and Hines aboard. Here's Reese Bear, who had an outstanding state tournament a year ago. Experienced performer, solid player, senior. Second baseman bats from the left side. Does Reese. Runner at first with one out for Minster. Bottom of the first. 1-0. Wapakoneta in the lead. Redskins stole two bases in the first inning. Let's see what Minster's up to. Long's pitch is way high to the batter, Bear. He swings from the left side. Right fielder for Wapakoneta, Blake Rogers, about as deep as you might be against a left-hand hitter here at Melcher Street Park. Throw to first base, runner back. Third baseman for the Redskins, even with the bag. Pitch to the plate, but Long downstairs. As Long misses to Bear. Pitcher for Wapak kicking some dirt around in front of the rubber. That's his stride spot. Here is the 2-0 pitch to Bear, and it's a check swing. And it's called a strike just under the letters in there. A strike, two balls on Bear, who looked that one over. Plate umpire gave the pitcher the benefit of the doubt. Throw to first base. And the base runner for the Wildcats slides back in safely. Two balls, a strike on Bear. Here comes Long upstairs. No, it's called a strike. I was a little premature. Top of the letters, and the count is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Bear. Long looks at first. Let's see if the runner's moving. No, he's not. Foul to the screen off the bat of Bear, and it's still two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Wapakoneta scored a run in the first. A walk, a stolen base, an eventual ground out. Here is the runner going for Minster. Pitch to Bear, swung on and missed. He climbed the ladder. Throw to second, rolls into center. Runner slides in safely. So Bear K's. Steal of second. Hein, the Minster catcher, parked at second base. And here's Hayden Lynn, the junior first baseman. Lynn, tall, rangy right-hand batter, feet spread apart at the plate. Runner at second, Hein gets a lead. And Long steps off the back of the rubber. As Lynn resets. Two down, Wildcats, bottom of the first. Long hesitates on the mound. Comes plateward. Hard ground ball to short. Shortstop muffs it on the charge. And the runner, Hein, is wheeled around third by head coach Mike Wiss. Good decision. Hein slides in safely at the plate in the batter runner for Minster. Scoots around first to second base. Lynn's ground ball to short was mishandled. Error on the Wapak shortstop, Drew Bailey. Ball rolled into short center, left center field. And Mike Wiss didn't hesitate. He sent the speedy Hein around third. And we're tied up at one apiece. And Minster has the tie-breaking run out at second. Carson Kaler, sophomore center fielder. Fine quarterback on the football team. Swings at an upstairs fastball. Nothing and one on him. Each team plates a run in the first. Lynn out at second for Minster with two down. Game leveled 1-1. Long to the plate. Curveball stays high. The ball is strike 1-1. Kaler swings from the left side. Lead foot to right is even with home plate. Long, the pitcher for the Redskins, throws way up top, and it's ball two, strike one, 2-1. Right fielder for Wapak plays Kaler even deeper than he did for Bear a couple batters ago. Here's the pitch to Kaler. Swing and a miss. He cut right through us. An accelerated fastball, let's go, Carson, let's go, and the count goes to 2-2. 2-2 on Kaler for Minster, bottom of the first, game tied at one. Wapak pitcher, Long, stretching, fires, fastball, heater, yes, waist high, inside corner, and it caught Kaler looking. But Minster ties the game. We played one here at Melcher Street Park in Minster. Wildcats 1, Redskins 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 1-800-328-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
So many thanks to Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, from which you just heard. Wygant has a new subdivision being developed. It is near Lake Loramie. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster for more information about the new subdivision near Lake Loramie. Ethan Brandt steps in to start the top of the second for Wapak. And he takes a couple pitches out of the zone from Kettner, the Minster hurler. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Brandt. Game tied, one apiece. Brandt looks at a Kettner pitch. Yes, at the knees on the outside corner. A good cut fastball or slider. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Brandt. Outfield pretty much straight away. Wiss, normal depth at short. Strike two called on the outside edge. 2-2 on Brandt. Each team plated a run in the first inning. Kettner's got a sign from Hein, his battery mate. Big curveball lifted foul, out of play beyond first. And the count remains a couple balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Brandt. Another one of those eight starters back from last year's club for Wapakoneta, a team that went to the state final four in Division III. Kettner with a long look into Hein. Here's the delivery. Foul to the screen. Count remains two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Yep, now and then you'll hear the rustling wind through the microphone headset. It is blowing from the northwest to the southeast, straight out toward the right field fence here at Minster's Melcher Park. Kettner's got his sign from Hein. Here is the 2-2 offering coming up. Kettner pivots, wheels and deals. Ball popped in the air along the right field line in the bullpen, out of play. Count remains two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Minster Wildcats won the state championship last year in Division 7, beat Rushi in the state semifinal 5-3, finished third in the Midwest Athletic Conference, which is always so tough. There's a ground ball to deep short, Wiss fields. Nice play, long throw, gets Brandt by a couple steps. Ball hit by Brandt to the left of the Minster third baseman. No chance for the play to be made by Keener, but Wiss gobbled that one up smoothly in the hole and threw a strike onto the Minster first baseman, Hayden Lynn. One down. Play goes from 6-3. Here is Hauser looking at a pitch, a strike above the waist. Darren Hauser, junior third baseman for the Redskins. Right foot deep in the box, left foot even with the front of home plate. There's a bouncing curveball by Kettner. Kettner, a spot starter last year, heavy duty in relief. ERA a little over 3. He was a key pitching weapon for the Wildcats' state championship run in 2025. There's a ball sped up to the plate, swing and a miss by the hitter. And the count goes to nothing and two on Hauser, junior third baseman. Working quickly, Kettner fires, breaking pitch just off the outside corner, and it's a ball and two strikes. Good spot for that 0-2 offering. 1-2 on Hauser for the Redskins. He's played to pull, right fielder for Minster, well off the line. Low and away with a curve, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Hauser for Wapakoneta. One out, top of the second inning, game tied at 1. Kettner working. Oh, that's a big bender. Overhand curveball snaps in, and it buckled the batter, Hauser, who looked at it for strike 3. Pitcher Avram Long steps in for Wapakoneta. That was the most effective pitch of the game thrown by Kettner so far, as that overhand curveball caused Hauser to freeze, and the pitch bent in and over. Another curveball swinging over the top is Long. Strike one. Kettner in a groove here now in the second. Again, the right fielder for Minster well off the stripe, shading right center. Pitch by Kettner to the plate. Breaking pitch outside corner. It's called a strike. Nothing in two. Kettner on a roll. He's got outstanding feel right now for the breaking ball. Let's see if he wastes one high and tight on the hitter Long. The pitcher, eighth batter in the order for the Redskins. Swings, drives one to right center. On his horse, right fielder for Minster. Going back, the wind's blowing it over his head. And Long winds up at second with a long double to right center. It was clubbed, wind-aided. In fact, it fooled the right fielder, Hemelgarn, who dashed into deep right center field, and the wind blew it back over the top of him. Of course, he's fighting the sun as well. That is a difficult spot on this diamond defensively here tonight. Runner at second, Long. Here's Blake Rogers, junior right fielder. Kettner pitches to the plate. Slow breaking curveball. Yep, in there for a strike. Nothing in one. Long out at second with two down for the Redskins. Kettner to the plate. Low curveball. Going golfing was the hitter Rogers. He comes up empty for strike two. Nothing in two on Rogers. Very good basketball player is Blake. Junior right fielder for Coach Brandt's baseball team here at Wapakoneta. Bouncing ball to the plate. Nice fielding job behind home by catcher Ty Hine. He prevented that one from going on through to the backstop. A ball and two strikes, one and two. Two out, Redskins, top of the second, game tied at one. Minster pitcher Kettner has got a sign from Hine. Fastball topped right at home, foul. Still a ball and two strikes, one and two. Second baseman for Minster, Reese Baer, near the bag until the pitch is delivered. Trying to keep the runner Long, snug to second base. Kettner looks back that way, pitches, curveball outside and low, missed by plenty, and it's two and two. Two balls, two strikes, two and two on Rogers. Kettner's got a sign from Hine, or does he? Batter steps out. Wapakoneta with the go-ahead run at its second. Two down here in the second. Minster one, Wapakoneta one. Kettner steps off the rubber. Runner at second strides back in. Plenty of blue sky overhead. In fact, several clouds there were at the start of the game have pretty much dissipated. Kettner's pitch, it bounces. Good stop behind.
Way to work, Ty. Way to work.
Hine behind the plate has prevented a few pitches here in this frame from going on through to the backstop as he smothered that one. Two balls, two strikes, two and two on Blake Rogers, right-hand batter for Wapakoneta. Swings, drives a high fly ball to center, and right in his tracks is Minster's center fielder Carson Kaler. He's got it easily for the third out for Wapakoneta here in the second. We go to the bottom of inning number two. It's the Wildcats 1, Redskins 1 on Scores, broadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
It is Minster 1, Wapakoneta 1. We head to the bottom of the second here at Melcher Street Park in Minster. One apiece. Hemelgarn, the right fielder, Dirksen, the left fielder, Wiss, the shortstop, hit for Minster here in the bottom of the second frame. From the left side, it's Hemelgarn looking at an offering from Long, the pitcher for Wapak. It's upstairs, ball one. A ball, no strikes, one or nothing. Long comes plateward again, inside off the corner. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 count. Hemelgarn ahead. Long squares his body up, looks in, gets the sign. Now he wheels and deals. Hemelgarn fists one to third in the air, and it's caught by the Wapak third baseman, Darren Hauser. Ball right off the handle. Hemelgarn got jammed. Here's Chase Dirksen, senior left fielder. Likey right-hand batter, ready to step in. Feet spread well apart at the plate. Left foot out in front of home. Fastball up high from Long. It's ball one. A ball, no strikes, 1-0. Game tied at one, bottom of two. Strong wind blowing to right here at Melcher Street Park tonight. Long again delivers upstairs. It's 2-0. 2-0 on Dirksen for Minster. Here's the delivery. Ball smacked hard to second on two bounces to the Redskins second baseman. He fields cleanly, flips on to first as Ethan Brandt for the out. Two up, two down. Minster here in the second as that play goes from 4-3. Brandt to Moore, who records the put out at first base. Left-hand batting Andrew Wiss, senior shortstop, swings from the left side. Feet spread apart. Pitch upstairs for a ball. Wiss had three base hits in the state championship game a year ago, including a bunt single up the third baseline. Wiss quickly ahead. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0. Right fielder extremely deep for Wapak. Infield pretty much straight away. Here's the delivery to Wiss. Fastball is up, and it's ball three, 3-0. Three balls, no strikes, 3-0 on Wiss. Long swings into action. There is a strike on the inside corner, thigh high, 3-1. Third baseman for the Redskins, Hauser, even with the bag at third. Wiss looks at a pitch, and it's called strike two. Umpire rung him up as if it was strike three, but it was just the second strike. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2. 3-2 on Wiss. Swing and a foul to the screen. It's still full up at 3-2. Infield retreats a couple steps for the left-hand batting Wiss. Game tied at 1, bottom of the second here at Minster. Wildcats against Wapakoneta, D7 versus D3. Pitch to Wiss is bounced back up the middle. Shortstop behind the mound. Fields in the grass in front of second. Throws on to first for the out, and the inning is over. Two-chopper behind the pitcher's mound. Play made comfortably by the shortstop Bailey of Wapakoneta. Bottom of the second in the books for Minster. We go to the third. It is a 1-1 tie here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name, A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
It is back to the top of the order for Wapakoneta here in the third. Bailey steps in, the shortstop. He walked to begin the game, and he later scored. The lone run for Wapakoneta so far in this 1-1 tie. The count of ball, a strike, 1-1 on Bailey. Kettner delivers, and the break-even pitch is a strike. Thigh high, outside half, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, 1-2 on Bailey. Kettner working expeditiously, fires, missed it, outside and low. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Kettner steps off the rubber, now back on, gets his sign from catcher Hine. Fires plateward, curveball swinging over the top is Bailey. Good stop behind the plate by Hine, who fields on a bounce. He trapped it. He tags Bailey for the official strikeout. Outstanding curveball today from Andrew Kettner, the Minster senior hurler. Here is Zach Fisher, left fielder. He had a sack bunt in the first inning. He fouls to the screen off to the right. No balls to strike, nothing in one on Fisher. Senior left fielder for Wapakoneta. Center fielder for Minster. Shades him now a little more center, right center. Kaler had positioned himself in center, left center, and now he's right of the second base bag in pretty deep right center field. The count is two balls a strike, 2-1 on Fisher, who takes one upstairs. Kettner's got one down via strikeout here in the third inning. Kettner missed low and away. And I think the count is officially three balls and a strike, 3-1. 3-1 on Fisher. He swings from the right side. Kettner needs a strike here, and he's up top for ball four. Fisher aboard at first. Here's Griffin Miracle, who grounded out to second and plated the run in the first inning. Runner at first, Fisher. Two steals successful on Kettner so far in this game. Lead at first by Fisher. Kettner in the stretch. Left-hand batting Miracle is at the plate. Soft throw to first. Runner back. We're in the top of the third. Redskins batting. Game tied at one. Minster one. Wapakoneta one. Kettner stepping off the rubber. Concerned about Fisher over at first. Fairly deep in the box is the left-hand batting Miracle, who swings, and it's a lofty ball to center. Long, long, long run. Center fielder, Kaler, can't get to it. It drops in for a single. Runners at first and second for Wapakoneta with one down here in the inning. Stepping in now with runners at first and second is Jarrett Mullen. That ball was skied into short center field. The wind did not help the center fielder Kaler very much, as the wind blowing in from left or left center stalled the flight of the ball and made it real difficult for Kaler, who couldn't catch up to it. It dropped for a single. Head coach Mike Wiss of Minster at the mound. A conference takes place, and we'll break. Top of the third, it's 1-1, Minster, Wapakoneta. Redskins have two on, one out, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Well, what's up the sleeve of WAPOC head coach Jason Brandt? Two on, one out. Kettner's pitch to Jarrett Mullen, low and away for a ball. Two on, one out. Redskins, top of the third. A walk and a single. Fly ball single to short center by Miracle. Here's a ball skied to left. Minster left fielder fighting the wind. He wasn't straightaway left, winds up in left center, and makes a running catch. Throw back to the diamond, runners hold. Well done by Dirksen for the Wildcats in left field. Boy, the wind played havoc with that one. Dirksen thought he might be able to catch it without moving very far. As it turned out, he had to swerve into left center to pick it off. Runners hang on at first and second base. And here is Joel Moore with two on, two out for the Redskins in the top of the third. Kettner delivers, breaking pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. A ball, no strikes on Moore. Wapakoneta with two aboard at first and second base. Two away, top of the third. Fastball skied, foul, off to the right. Beyond the Redskins dugout. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on the hitter. Shadows not quite yet on the field of play here at Melcher Street Park. Our press box shadow is approaching the third base line between home and the third base bag. Kettner's pitch, slow breaker, missed wide. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. 2-1 on Moore. And we've seen the wind play havoc with the flight of the ball so far in this game. Kettner bounces one 3-1 is the count. He's one pitch away from loading the bases. Two down for the Redskins here in the top of the third inning. Hitters count, 3-1 on Moore. Fairly narrow stance at the plate. Kettner fires. Fastball, yes. Just below the letters, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2 on Moore. The hitter for Wapakoneta, two down, top of the third. Two on for the Redskins, game tied at one. Kettner for Minster. Fires, ground ball toward second. Nice play to his left, but Bear flips on to first. Out. Batter runner retired. Moore scampering down the line, nipped by a couple steps. Good play, Reese Bear at second for Minster. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It is still Minster 1, Wapakoneta 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
As we return to action here at the bottom of the third, John Inskeep, the DH for Minster, starts off the bottom of the frame, hitting the first pitch on a line into right center, clean base knock. As Inskeep wraps one to the opposite field, single for him, he's aboard. Drilling the first pitch for a single. Here is Keener, leadoff batter for Minster. Swings from the left side, struck out to start the game for the Wildcats. Let's see what is in order here. Head coach Mike Wiss flashing signals. Pitch to Keener, fastball, strike. Nothing in one. No balls, a strike. Runner at first, Inskeep gets a lead. Avram Long on the mound for the Redskins. Takes a look at first. Comes plateward. Ball lofted to short left. Left fielder for Wapak was playing fairly shallow. He catches. Here's the throw back toward first. And it's a double play. Doubled off first is Inskeep for Minster as he managed to stride a little too far to second. And the left fielder for Wapakoneta, with a big head of steam, came romping in to catch the fly ball on the gallop. Beautiful play by Zach Fisher, who whipped a bullet to the first baseman, Joel Moore. And it's a twin-killing double play turned in by Wapakoneta. Simply put, Inskeep just went too far off first or second, couldn't get back in time. So Keener hits into the fly ball, double play to left. Two down for Minster, bottom of the third. Fastball upstairs, 2-0 on Hine. Hine batting for Minster from the right side. He walked and eventually scored for Minster in the first. Another pitch in there to Hine upstairs as the pitcher long misses. But Inskeep erased for Minster after getting the leadoff single. He's doubled off first. Fine play, left fielder Wapakoneta, who came zipping in to catch the short fly ball. It was halted by the wind, and with his momentum, he rifled a throw to first base to get the runner Inskeep by about half the length of a body. Hine walks on ball four out of the zone as the base umpire and plate umpire talk to each other right now between the mound and the first baseline. Two down for Minster, bottom of the third. So after the left-hander, I should say after the right-hand batting Hine, who walks, here's the left-hand hitting Reese Baer, who struck out in the first. Here is Long, the pitcher for Wapak, stretching, looking at Hine at first base. He walked in four pitches after the double play. Long fires, Baer looks it over, takes a strike, a waist-high fastball, outside part of the plate. No balls, a strike, nothing in one. Here is a throw to first base, runner back for Minster. Bottom of the third inning, game tied at one. Left-hand batting Reese Baer is in, right fielder very deep for Reese. Late cut, foul ball to the screen. And it's nothing in two. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. Baer steps back in. Slightly open stance. Late foot, the right foot, even with the middle of home plate. Long, the right-hand pitcher for the Redskins, fires. Baer strokes the line drive, single to center, right back through the box. Runner on first, advances a base. Hine to second. The liner landed just inside the back edge of the diamond. To the shortstop's left, he had no chance. As that ball was tagged by Baer, two line drive hits in this inning for Minster. Two on, two out. Here's Hayden Lynn, who is safe on an error by the shortstop of Wapak back in the first. Lynn with a wide open stance at the plate. Feet spread well apart. Long pitches Lynn takes. Strike one above the waist on the inside edge. No balls, a strike, nothing in one on Lynn. Two on, two out for Minster. Wildcats try to break the tie, bottom of the third. We are even at one. Curveball breaking in and over. Strike two. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. Excellent pitch there from Avram Long, the hurler of Wapakoneta. Nothing in two on Lynn, who looks at a fastball right there at the knees. Oh, no, just below the knees. Long, the hurler for the Redskins, took a couple of strides off the bump toward the dugout, but it's called a ball. One and two on Lynn. Two on for Minster, two down, bottom of the third, game tied. Upstairs with the pitch from Long. Even up, two balls, two strikes, two and two. Virtually cloudless overhead now here at Melcher Street Park as the catcher for Wapakoneta, Griffin Miracle, talks to Long on the mound about pitch selection here coming up. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two men on. Critical juncture early on in this game. Minster trying to snap the 2-2 dead, or I should say the 1-1 deadlock. The pitch belong is a bouncing curveball, low and away. It's full, 3-2. 3-2 on Lynn. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2. Lynn out of the box, back in. Big pitch upcoming. Stretching is long, looks at his runners. Here he goes. Hard ground ball to third. It's off the heel of the mitt of the third baseman. Rolls behind him. Shortstop covers it up for the Redskins. And the bases are full. That ball hit by Lynn was smacked pretty hard. But it was in the mitt of the third baseman and out. It goes as an E5. Two errors for the Redskins so far. Bases full. Good backup play by the shortstop for Wapak. Well done by Bailey, who kept that ball from rolling into left. They're loaded now for Carson Kaler, who struck out back in the first. Two out for Minster, bottom of the third. Game tied at one. Kaler looks at it way in for a ball. The ball, no strikes on Kaler. Outfield very deep around to the right. Infield trying to keep the ball on the diamond and preserve a force play. Fouled in the mitt of the catcher and out. The ball is strike 1-1 on Kaler. Carson hits for the left side. Slightly open stance. Left foot deep in the box. Here's the pitch belong. Kaler looks at it high. Ball two. 2-1. Big inning here for Minster, which tries to break the tie. One apiece. Bases full, two down. Avram Long winding, pitching to Kaler. Swing and a miss on a fastball upstairs. Even up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on the batter, Kaler. Long winding, pitching. Fastball ripped foul to the screen, and it's still 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Kaler for Minster. Bottom of inning number three. Bases clogged for the Wildcats. Pitch to Kaler. He has a roundhouse cut and a fastball and comes up empty. Big strikeout for Long for Wapakoneta. We played three. We're still level. 1-1 tie. Redskins and Wildcats on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Dominic Meyer on in relief of Andrew Kettner. Mitchell, right-hander, on the pump now, pitched extremely well in the season-opening win over Rushi. 5-1 triumph for the Wildcats against the Raiders. Dominic, a right-hander, fine running back on the football team. And he starts off 2-1 on the first WAPOC hitter, Ethan Brandt, the second baseman, a junior. And that pitch is a called strike two. 2-2 on Brandt. Brandt has a ground out to short, to his credit so far in this game. Dominic Meyer, a right-hander, fires, breaking ball. Ooh, it's a strike. Outstanding delivery by Dominic Meyer of Minster. That was a breaking ball. Might have been a slider or a hard curve. It caught the inside corner. The right-hand batter, Brandt, stepped away from the plate, and the umpire rings him up. One down for WAPOC here in the top of the fourth. Here is Darren Hauser, third baseman. He looks at a strike up and in on the corner. Nothing and one on Hauser. Game tied at one, top of the fourth. Minster, Wapakoneta, Melcher Street Park. Meyer whistles a curveball in, low and away, and Hauser goes fishing, strike two. A ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Hauser. Top of the fourth, game tied at one. Meyer's delivery. Oh, it's a fastball above the waist. A lot of mustard on that one. Hauser takes a big whack at it, and he is out. Two down. Now, what is it? Wilbur's Mustard on WLW is highlighted by the Cowboy. Mr. Brantley, that's when a relief pitcher comes in out of the bullpen with a little mustard on that fastball. And right there, Dominic Meyer had some extra spice on that pitch as he struck out Hauser. A ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Avram Long with two down for WAPOC here in the top of the fourth. Meyer signaling for time from the catcher, or I should say from the plate umpire. I don't know if it was honored or not. The pitch went to the backstop. Some confusion here momentarily. Scoreboard reads, I think, 2-0, 2-0 on Long. Long doubled to deep right center back in the second for WAPOC. He did not score. Here's a ground ball to Wiss. Wiss fields right in his tracks. Good throw on to first. Yes, for the out. Wiss didn't have to move it short, making the play on the ground ball off the bat of Long. It goes 6-3, and we move to the bottom of the fourth. Good ball game in progress. It is Minster 1, Wapakoneta 1. Bottom of the fourth upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships.
These student athletes
have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, whoops, shame on me. I had my mic open during the commercial. But I'd like to let you know that we are tied at one, bottom of the fourth. Jace Hemelgarn steps in for Minster, and he looks at a strike from Avram Long, hurler from Wapak. Dominic Meyer on in relief of Andrew Kettner. Real good top of the fourth for Meyer, who, as I said, beat Rushi in game number one of the season for the Wildcats, 5-1. The count, no balls, two strikes, nothing in two, and Hemelgarn, who lifts a foul out of play over our head, press box alongside third. Two strikes on Hemelgarn. He popped out to third, his first trip to the plate, back in the second. Avram Long has got the signal from his catcher, winding, firing. He missed high, and it's a ball and two strikes, 1-2. 1-1 deadlock, even up, bottom of the fourth. D7 Minster, D3 Wapakoneta here at Melcher Street Park. Tapper in front of the plate, and it rolls foul. A ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Hemelgarn. Right fielder for Wapakoneta, extremely deep. That's Blake Rogers. Wind blowing to right field. Cloudless overhead. Pitch to the plate, foul to the screen. 1-2 count, ball and two strikes. Third baseman for the Redskins, even with the bag. Center fielder for Wapak moves into right center as Hemelgarn fouls again. A ball and two strikes, 1-2. On deck, Jace Dirksen, to be followed by Andrew Wiss in what Minster hopes is a run-scoring inning to snap this tie game. One run apiece. There's a ball pulled foul to the first base coach for the Wildcats. It's still a ball and two strikes. Avram Long on the bump for his fourth inning of work for Wapakoneta. Andrew Kettner, starter for Minster, went three strong innings. Dominic Meyer delivered a formidable top of the fourth as Hemelgarn waits on that pitch, which is out of the zone, and it's two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Jace's feet spread apart at the plate, slightly closed stance, ball three, 3-2. As Hemelgarn tries to get aboard to lead off the bottom of the fourth inning. Here is the hurler, Long, back on the bump for the Redskins. He twists into action. Up and in to Hemelgarn for ball four. He worked a walk. Well done at bat. He was down a couple strikes. Here's Jace Dirksen. Let's see if head coach Mike Wiss has the bunt in order. Good wheels at first base in Hemelgarn. Dirksen swings from the right side. Head coach Mike Wiss at third flashes the signal to Dirksen, who grounded out to the second baseman back in the second. 1-1 tie, bottom of the fourth, throw to first, Hemelgarn back. Both teams 2-0, each club unbeaten on the year so far. Early on in the season, of course. Stretching is Long, another throw to first. Wapakoneta, leery of Hemelgarn at first base. The right fielder for Minster's got very good speed. Uh-oh, there is a balk called, and Jason Brandt, head coach Wapakoneta, wants to know why. And he is given the word by the plate umpire, or I should say the base umpire, as the two meet alongside the first baseline. So Dirksen, who was away from the plate, steps back in. He has not seen a pitch. There were two throws to first, then the balk. Infield coming in, ball bunted back to the mound. Pitcher makes a nice play, long throw to the second baseman covering, out recorded. And advancing to third is Hemelgarn. Tell you what, that balk is looming big. A balk and a bunt, and now for Wist from the left side. The Minster Wildcats have a chance to plate a run with one out. Runner at the hot corner, third base. Infield is up. And now the catcher and pitcher will confer. And now it's an entire diamond meeting on the bump for Wapakoneta as head coach Jason Brandt comes out. We'll pause in the action. Bottom of the fourth, game tied at one. Runner at third, one down for Minster. Here on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com.
Redskins infield is in. West at the plate for Minster. He takes a high strike, nothing and one. That was close. That was one of those offerings that some umpires would have shaken their head at and said, nope, it's out of the zone high. Here's a safety squeeze on the second pitch to Wiss, and it's a beauty. Nobody covering first for Wapakoneta, and the run scores. Runner aboard, Wiss safely at first base. Well done. Safety squeeze back toward the mound. And there was rotation among the infielders for Wapakoneta, but nobody wound up at first base, and as a result, the runner from third advances in easily. No play at the plate. Well timed by Minster. In fact, during the break there a moment ago, I mentioned to our press box staff here at Minster, could a safety squeeze be in order? And everybody up here remarked, well, the hitter at the plate is the man to do it, and it was executed by head coach Mike Wiss' son to give Minster the lead 2-1. And we've got another conference on the mound for Wapakoneta. Could be a pitching change. Bottom of the fourth, Minster is now in the lead over the Redskins 2-1 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, here's the situation. We are in the bottom of the fourth. Minster has scored thanks to a safety squeeze off the bat of Andrew Wiss. There was no coverage at first base on the play by Wapakoneta, so Wiss reached. 2-1 lead, Minster. Pitching change, Wapakoneta. Right fielder Blake Rogers on the bump, and he throws a strike to Inskeep. Inskeep is in the right-hand box. Wiss with a good lead at first. Minster's taking the lead, 2-1. Right-hander Rogers, curveball. Wow, what a hook. Big bender. Strike two, nothing and two on Inskeep, who singled to lead off the third inning. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Minster on top, 2-1. Well-executed safety squeeze by Andrew Wiss, the Minster shortstop. He's got the lead at first. Bouncing ball outside, and it's a ball and two strikes, 1-2. 1-2 on Inskeep. Right field now is a wind field and a sun field. A bad one both ways here at Minster's Belcher Street Park. Rogers pitches. Dirksen fouls off the umpire's mask and headgear. And he strolls away from home plate momentarily to take a respite. A ball and two strikes, 1-2. Just one out in the inning. And it has continued after the squeeze bunt by Wiss. Runner scoring from third. That was Himmelgarn. Himmelgarn walked, moved up on a balk, was sacrificed to third. Then another bunt in the form of a safety squeeze scored him. There's a mean-looking curveball. That was a nasty breaker, swung on and missed by Inkeep. What a curve by Rogers. Right fielders come in to the mound for Wapakoneta and worked a strikeout of his first hitter. Two down now for Keener, left-hand batter for Minster. Runner at first, Wiss. Let's see if he might be going. Keener takes it off the plate outside for a ball. Bottom of the fourth, 2-1, Minster in the lead. 2-1 Wildcats. Here is the stretch by Rogers. Pitch looks good, and it's off the plate outside. Right height, just above the knees, missed the corner. Two balls, no strikes. 2-0 on Keener. Left-hand batting freshman third baseman for Minster. Stretching is Rogers. Keener looks at that one right down the pipe. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. Right fielder for Wapak. Deep as a result of the wind blowing that way. Left-hand batting Keener. Closed stance. Takes. Strike two, outside corner at the belt. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Let's see if Wiss is going on this pitch. Two ball, two strike count. Wiss at first with two out for Minster, which has taken the lead here in the bottom of the fourth, 2-1. There he goes. I called it. Swing and a miss. Good fastball from Rogers. Keener swings right through it. But Minster scores a run to take the lead. We head to the fifth. Wildcats 2, Redskins 1 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Here we go, top of the fifth inning. Wapakoneta hitting down a run, 2-1. Minster in the lead by a run. Dominic Meyer in relief with Kettner on the bump. There's a bunt up the third baseline off the bat of the leadoff hitter. Wapak's new pitcher in relief, Blake Rogers. It's fouled, and it's a strike on him. I like the approach from Dominic Meyer. He may be the only young man on either team not wearing a long-sleeved undershirt here tonight. He's out there on the bump, and he's got the short sleeves going. The pitcher braving the weather. Curveball is well executed. Strike two. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. Here is Dominic getting the sign from Hine behind the plate. Dom whips his body into action, throws it wide, and it's a ball and two strikes, one and two. Meyer came on in the previous inning, the fourth, and would strike out, ground out to short. One and two offering, but Meyer belted hard to deep left center field. Center fielder for Minster goes back and catches up to it. The wind holds it up a little bit, and it's caught. Nice play, Carson Kaler. On a day with the wind blowing from the southwest, that one might have been trouble in the gap in left center. But it's an out, a long fly ball off the bat of Rogers. And here is Drew Bailey, leadoff batter. Shortstop, a ball low from Meyer. I would say this game is Dominic's to finish at this point. He's retired four straight. Pitch to Bailey, up and in, ball two. Two balls, no strikes, first two pitches missed. A lot of space down the right field line for Bailey if he wants to punch one that direction. There's a fastball called a strike at the letters on the outside part of the plate. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. 2-1 on Bailey, who has walked and struck out. There's a ground ball toward short. Tough handle for Wiss. He's got it. Throw to first late. Bailey beats it. He's got good speed. There was a slight mishandle by Wiss. Oh, ever so slight at short. Third baseman angled to his left. Couldn't make the play. Wiss was unable to charge directly at the ball. was in the hole to make the play. Ball was not hit real hard. Bailey with good wheels beat it. And that goes down as an infield single. One on for Wapak, which stole a couple bases easily early in this game on Kettner. Let's see what Bailey does. There's a strike called on Zach Fisher, the left fielder for the Redskins. Runner at first, one out, top of the fifth. Minster leads 2-1. Here is the stretch by Dominic Meyer. Throws to first. Bailey is back. No balls, a strike. Bailey didn't hit the ball real sharply at short. And with the third baseman slicing in front of Wiss, he was unable to read the ball extremely well in charge. There's a fly ball foul down the right field line in the bullpen. The batter here for Wapakoneta is Fisher, who's down. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. And Bailey, the second batter in the inning here for the Redskins, beat out that ground ball to fairly deep short. He's at first. Let's see if he's stealing. No balls, two strikes. Opportunity for Meyer to waste one. Meyer throws. Bouncing ball to third. Glove there. Forced out at second. A turn to first. Safe at first base. But the front end runner is retired. As that play goes from the third baseman for the Minster Wildcats, James Keener, on to Bear covering at second. He made the pivot. Couldn't get the speedy runner, Fisher, back at first. So it's a force at second. And here is Griffin Miracle from the left side. Miracle's got good power to right. He's deep in the box. He fouls it right there at home plate. No balls, a strike, nothing and one on Miracle. Key juncture in this game, because right now Wapak's got the heart of its order up. Runner at first with two down. Miracle followed by the cleanup hitter, Jarrett Mullen. Miracle deep in the box. Slightly open stance, swings from the left side. Here's Dom Meyer stretching, coming plateward. Time called at the plate. Pitch was delivered. No pitch, though. A one-strike count on the batter for the Redskins. With two down here at the top of the fifth. Minster in the lead 2-1. Very good baseball game here tonight. Melcher Street Park. D7 Minster. D3 Wapakoneta. Meyer steps off the bump for the Wildcats. As behind the plate, Hein flashes the sign. Runner leads. There he goes. He had a running start. The pitch misses the strike zone, but it's a great catch and tag by Wiss. Out! It's second base. Beautifully done by the Wildcats. Executed nicely as the catcher, Hein, threw a strike to the first base side of the second base bag. Wiss went out in front, snagged it, and found the runner trying to sneak in on the backside of second. No chance. He was nailed. Out attempting to steal is Zach Fisher. Top of the fifth in the books. Minster in the lead 2-1. We head to the bottom of the fifth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs that follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
It is the bottom of the fifth inning. Minster on top by a score of 2-1. The hitter stepping in for the Wildcats to begin this frame is Ty Hine, the catcher who threw out the attempted base stealer for Wapakoneta to end the top of the fifth. Great job receiving the pitch by Hine, up out of his crouch in a hurry. Snappy throw to second. Great reception and tag by Wiss. Here's Hine with a blooper on one bounce to deep short. Bailey makes the play. Long throw. Trapped with the first baseman. Out by a hair. Beautifully done. Bailey, deep short. Shot a throw across the diamond to Moore, the first baseman. He made the scoop, and out 6-3 is Hine. Well done play. We've seen some very good defense in this game here tonight for Game 3. It's been exceptional. Both teams 2-0. One down for Minster. Here's a low curveball to Reese Bear with one down, bottom of the fifth. Bear so far has struck out and singled. Pitch for Rogers. Missed a little bit up. Count goes to 2-0. 2-0 on Bear. Wapakoneta has recorded a win over Marion Local so far in its two games. There's a fly foul outside of third over the fence out of play. Two balls and a strike, 2-1 on Reese. Here is Blake Rogers, junior right-hander. Redskins throwing down and in, and the count goes to 3-1. 3-1, 3-1. A very good previous inning for Minster, which scored a run on a safety squeeze and threw out the would-be tying runner at second base on a steal attempt. Ground ball smacked to second off the bat of Bear. Nice fielding job. Second baseman Ethan Brandt for Wapakoneta. Ball hit right at him. He snaps it off the ground and flips it onto his first baseman. Catch made there for Joel Moore. He records the put out. Two down for Minster here in the bottom of the fifth. As Bear goes down, second to first, here's Hayden Lynn. And so far in this game, Lynn has been safe on errors twice, once at short, once at third. First pitch to him is a ball. Feet spread apart at the plate. There's a ball driven in the air to right center. Center fielder moving over, camping under it for Wapakoneta. And catching is Jarrett Mullen to close out the Minster fifth. We go to the sixth. Mixter 2, Wapakoneta 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Stigabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open! Caught! Touchdown!
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma, Fanuc, and more, we service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of Mazak machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
That first ball hitting Griffin Miracle. Wraps a hard ground ball between first and second into right field for a single to start the Wapak sixth. Miracle aboard with the tying run, and bunting foul behind home plate is center fielder Jarrett Mullen. Big single by Miracle. He was hitting when Wapakoneta was thrown out stealing to finish off the previous frame. Miracle cracked the first pitch delivered by Dominic Meyer here in the sixth on the ground into right. Mullen fouled a bunt. No balls, a strike. Nothing and one on Mullen. Let's see if he's squaring the bunt once more. Lead by Miracle at first. Meyer throws over. We're in the top of the sixth. Minster leads it 2-1. Shadows now entering the third base side of the diamond. Shadows caused by the press box in which we're seated above the third base Minster dugout. Oh, the batter tried to get away from a pitch up and in, and it's ruled to have hit him. The ball flew to the backstop. Sometimes it's difficult to tell based on sound or the difference between flesh and bone. And that, not much difference at all, and no argument at the plate, ruled a hit batsman. And here is Mike Wiss for Minster coming out of the dugout, and he is asking the plate umpire a question or two. Mike may head to the mound, and we'll see what ensues. The situation is as follows. Right now, two on for Wapakoneta with no one out in the top of the fifth inning, and Minster in the lead by a score of 2-1. Runners at first and second, a leadoff single by Miracle of Wapakoneta, and then Mullen hit by a pitch up and in when he was thinking about bunting the baseball. A pause in the action. Minster still leads. Redskins threatening. Top of the sixth inning here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car. Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GeyersInc.com.
Dominic Meyer to Joel Moore, low and away, ball one. Two on, Wapakoneta, top of the sixth, no one out, Minster leads, 2-1. Meyer stretching, looks at his runners. There's a bunt up the first baseline. Meyer off the hill, Fields flips on to first, out. Runners move up for the Redskins. They've got the tying runner at third. Go ahead, run at second. Sacrifice bunt works. Nicely done by Joel Moore, first baseman. And here is Ethan Brandt stepping in now for Wapakoneta. Brandt, second baseman, swings from the right side. The fairly deep fly ball would tie the game. A single might give Wapak the lead. Top of the 6-2-1 Minster. Here's the pitch by the hurler, Dom Meyer. Yes, he blistered one in over the inside corner for a strike. Infield for Minster, way up. Runner at third. Miracle. The catcher for Wapak. High fastball, 1-1 the count. 2-1 Minster leads. Wapak with a serious threat here in the top of the sixth. A single hit batsman and a sacrifice bunt and a conference on the mound. Minster will have Kirsten Kaler, Chase Hemelgarn, Chase Dirksen in the bottom of the sixth. Ty Hine, the catcher for the Wildcats, out on the bump just briefly. Let's see what's in order. Oh, Minster's Dominic Meyer needs a strikeout right here. One ball, one strike, one out. Meyer peers in against Brandt and pitches. Oh, what a curveball, a sweeper. Low and away, Brandt went fishing. Comes up empty, 1-2. A ball and two strikes. 1-2, Ty Hine looks into the dugout to head coach Mike West for the pitch call. They may go up and in. Let's see what happens here. Second and third runners. Now you would think there'd be no safety squeeze here. A 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Outside. Ball two. Strike two. 2-2. One out for Wapak. Top of the sixth. Very critical juncture in this game. Tying run for Wapakoneta is at third. Go ahead. Run at second. 2-2 pitch. Meyer to Brandt. Long hesitation. It is a curveball. Yes, on the inside corner. Oh, a sharp breaking pitch delivered by Meyer. He had the hitter backing out, caught him looking. That's the strikeout that Meyer needed. Brandt is now grounded out to short, struck out twice. And here is the next hitter, Darren Hauser, third baseman junior. Here's where Hine behind the plate must smother everything. There's a breaking pitch. Yes, outside edge at the knees. Good breaking ball by Dominic Meyer. Hauser's got the tying run at third, lead run at second. Can he deliver a base knock with two down? Pitch delivered by Meyer just off the plate outside. A fastball, 1-1. If Meyer gets through this sixth, it will be interesting to see if he comes back out to close. Here is a 1-1 offering by Meyer. curveball. Did it nip the pant leg of the hitter? Oh, it might have. It's ruled a hit batsman. Just clipped the cloth. My goodness, two hit batsmen in the inning. That one was by a thread. So there are two on, or I should say three on now. They're loaded for Wapak in the top of the sixth. No place to put this man, Abram Long, who started the game on the hill for Wapak. He's doubled and grounded to short. The pitch by Meyer to Long is a strike above the waist. Fastball right down the pipe. Two down for Wapak, top of the sixth. Bases full. 2-1, Minster leads. Dominic Meyer throws. There's a ball looped to the right side. Diving is Reese Bear. He catches. Out recorded. Bear at second. Lunged off to his left and speared the drive to the right side of the infield. As the hitter, Long, stuck his bat out, tried to punch it through. But Bear had other ideas. Standout defensive play. Inning over. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Minster leads Wapakoneta 2-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Located in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29, Woody's at Kayville has quickly become the favorite dining spot for locals and those traveling through. At Woody's, the hearty burger and crisp bacon are the perfect blend. The loaded pizza is straight from the oven straight to you. The fried mushrooms and onion rings receive rave reviews. And Woody's is well known for its mouth-watering wings and sriracha bourbon sauce. It's not unusual for patrons to drive 20 to 30 miles for the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's. Nightly dinners at 4 p.m. are crazy popular. The fall-off-the-bone barbecue ribs on Thursdays and tender and juicy prime rib on Saturdays are Blue Ribbon specials. Woody's features a variety of daily lunches, too. And Wednesday to Sunday, breakfast is on from 7 to 10:30. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274, a few miles east of I-75. The one diner that's well worth the drive. For over a century, the family at Osgood Bank has been here when you need them. Whether it's money management, starting a business, or buying a home, the experts at Osgood Bank have you covered. Our excellent history is one we're very proud of. Every person who walks through our doors is a vital part of it. We can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Oh, what a night so far for Minster, which leads Wapakoneta 2-1. Bottom of the sixth here on scoresbroadcast.com as Dominic Meyer worked out of a jam in the previous frame. Wapakoneta put a couple of runners aboard, a single, two-hit batsman, one by a thread, and Dominic Meyer got a big strikeout and a lineout to close out the inning. The line drive was softly hit to Bear's left at second, and he made a fine play, scooping that ball in midair just off the top of the ground. And leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for Minster is Carson Kaler, who's up in the count, two balls, no strikes, as the Wildcats aim to tack on an insurance run here, leading 2-1. The pitch to Kaler from Rogers is a strike. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. We're wondering up here in the press box, does Dominic Meyer come out and throw in the seventh? Pitch to Kaler, misses wide, 3-1. Wapak trying to hold Minster right here at 2. Here is the hurler, Rogers, from the right edge of the rubber. Zipping a fastball in way high to Kaler, and he's aboard. So Kaler's got a walk to his credit, struck out twice previously. Here's Jace Hemelgarn, a pop out to third, a walk. He then moved up on a balk and eventually in the fourth inning scored on a squeeze. That's the difference in this game, 2-1 Minster. Hemelgarn from the left side. Runner at first for Minster. No one out, bottom of the sixth. Wildcats lead the Redskins 2-1. Pitch for Rogers. Here's a bunt. Oh, it's a nice one. Out in front of the plate. Leaves the dirt into the grass. The catcher smothers it for the Redskins and throws Hemelgarn out at first base. Nice sack bunt by Hemelgarn. Oh, he died that one in the grass. Catcher had no play, but to throw on down to the second baseman covering. Here is Chase Dirksen. He's got a ground out to second and a sack bunt in his two trips to the plate so far in this game. Insurance run, Carson Kaler out at second for Minster, which leads 2-1, bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch by Rogers to Dirksen. It's a strike at the knees on the outside corner. No balls, a strike, nothing in one. Nothing in one on the hitter for Minster in the bottom of the sixth. Rogers, the pitcher, peers in for the Redskins. Curveball up and in, it didn't break. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Outfield for Dirksen is pretty much straight away. Right fielder shading the line a little bit. There is a gap in right center. Shortstop for Wapak sneaks in behind the runner, Kaler, out at second. There's a pitch, a hard fastball down, and it's judged ball two. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Dirksen for Minster. An add-on run at second. Can the Wildcats deliver here in the bottom of the sixth? In front, 2-1. Rogers stretches, looks at second twice. Dirksen nubs one to short. Shortstop Bailey charges, has trouble getting it out of his mitt. Safe at first base. Tough chance for the shortstop Bailey. Will give Dirksen an infield single. Runners at first and third. And here's Andrew Wiss in a situation not dissimilar with his previous at-bat when he did a safety squeeze to produce the difference-making run here in this game. 2-1 in favor of Minster. Runners on the corners. One out. Wapak's infield is in. Rogers on the mound for the Redskins. As Wapaganet is in a pickle defensively here with an excellent bunter. Runner at first has got a lead. Rogers on the mound again, steps off. Oh, the wheels are turning, and we've got a conference catcher pitcher on the bump. 2-1 lead, Minster, bottom of the sixth. Boy, this has turned into one heck of a high school baseball game. This one may be tough to top the rest of the season. And now we've got conferences everywhere. Players, coaches conferring. And now on foul ground outside of third. And four players and head coach Mike Wisp talk it over. The catcher for Wapakoneta has left the dirt on the pitching mound. He's back behind home. Runners at first and third for Minster. One down, bottom of the sixth. And it's a 2-1 Minster lead. D7 Wildcats, D3 Redskins here tonight at Belcher Street Park in one heck of a high school baseball game. Here's Andrew Wiss back in the box from the left side. Does Minster attempt to steal a second? Is another safety squeeze in order? It was worked well by Minster earlier. Wiss is squaring to bunt, brings the bat back, takes up and away for a ball. A ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Wiss. Runners at the corners for Minster. Carson Kaler at third. Chase Dirksen at first. Here's the pitch to the plate. Runner going. The throw home upstairs. There's a rule to strike. No throw at second. Runner advances easily without an attempted throw from Wapak. Second and third now for Minster. The pitch was judged to be a ball, so it's a ball and a strike, one and one. The pitcher, Rogers, splits the first two offerings to Wiss. A ball, a strike. The pitch to Andrew upstairs, ball two, two and one. One out, Minster. Bottom of the sixth, runners at second and third. The safety squeeze could still be in order, who knows? Minster up a run. Wapak's pitcher is on a sunlit mound. Throws to Wiss. It is called a strike on the outside corner. A tailing fastball caught the edge. Two balls, two strikes, two and two. Minster in the lead, 2-1. Infield in for Wapak. Runners at second and third. Minster trying to plate an insurance run here. Pitcher starts his motion. Wiss calls time. Two balls, two strikes. Two and two, and Andrew Wiss. And two at bats, he's grounded to short and had the successful safety squeeze. Here's the pitch. Swung on, grounded up the middle. Shortstop dives, can't get it. It hit the tip end of his glove, rolled beyond second. Second baseman retrieves. Run scores from third for Minster. And the runner on second dashes down to third. And it goes as an infield single for Wiss, and it's 3-1 Minster. John Inske steps in. Minster still has just one out. Runners on the corners. And that was a situation there where the infield end squeezed the diamond, made it difficult to play defensively. And the hitter, Wiss, found the opening back up the middle. If the infield was at normal depth, that ball would have been played. But it went off the tip end of the shortstop's glove. Bailey couldn't secure it. The ball stayed on the dirt, rolled behind him. Second baseman covered it beyond second base. Run scored easily from third for Minster to make it a 3-1 game. Runners on the corners now. Here is Inskeep. There's the safety squeeze back to the mound. Well done. Throw to first out. Another run in. Minster leads it 4-1. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. That is called small ball to the hilt. Played to perfection. Extraordinarily good execution by Minster here, game three of the season. So a safety squeeze by Inskeep gets another run in, and now Minster scored two in the inning to lead it 4-1. Back to the top of the order, and James Keener, leadoff batter, lefty. 4-1 Minster, curveball. Keener is around the plate, a ball. Rogers on the bump for Wapak. Four runs, five hits. Minster, a run, five hits. Wapakoneta. A couple errors in this game for the Redskins. And that pitch is a strike on the corner. 1-1. One ball, one strike, 1-1. On the hitter for Minster. Here's the windup, the pitch to the plate by Rogers, upside, and it's ball two. And it goes to 2-1. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. Two outs. Bottom of the sixth for Minster, which leads 4-1. The Wildcats have played in a pair in this inning. Here is the pitch to Keener, foul to the screen. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2, two out, runner at second. But two huge insurance tallies for Minster here in the bottom of the sixth. to break open a one-run game. Wapak scored first in this game. Minster tied it. Minster took the lead in the fourth. Wildcats have added two more here in the sixth. Pitch to Keener, bounces, gets away from the catcher, and the runner for Minster moves up from second to third. It's two balls, two strikes, two and two on Keener.
Let's go, James. Let's go, Vic.
Boy, the Wildcats throughout this game here today have moved runners along every which way imaginable. Here's the pitcher, Rogers, in his stretch. Throws plateward to Keener. Up high, it's out of the zone for ball four. And Keener's on. Here is Ty Hine. Well, let's see if Keener's moving. Keener goes down to first on the walk, and he turns first base, and he keeps motoring on into second. How about that? I had my eye on him. I thought he might do it because Wapak seemed to be in a little bit of a daze, not alert. Runners at second and third for Minster, which leads in this game 4-1 in the bottom of the sixth inning, two out, two on. Conference takes place on the mound here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
The batter is Ty Hine for Minster. Two out, bottom of the sixth, runners at second and third. First pitch by Rogers of Wapak is low. It's ball one, 4-1 Minster. Wildcats have extended the lead from a run to three runs with two add-on markers here in the bottom of the sixth. It's ball two on Ty Hine. Fine catcher for the Wildcats. Runners at second and third. Rogers stretching for Wapak, and he steps off. Redskins will have one more chance in the seventh, and it will be Rogers to lead things off, and then the top of the order, Bailey and Fisher. Here's the pitch to the plate, fouled over the screen. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. 2-1 on the hitter. Hine for Minster. He's walked twice, grounded out to short. But the shadows from the press box have now covered half the pitching mound, all of the area from the mound to home. Here's the stretch, the delivery, and it is a little up in the strike zone. In fact, it's ruled high, and it's ball three. 3-1.
Gotta be you, babe. Line drive.
On a little taller batter, that would have been a strike. But Hine ducked it and got the benefit of the doubt. Two on for Minster. Here's the pitch to Hine. The ball stroked to right. It's a sun field. A lot of wind blowing. Right fielder retreats a step or two, and he's got it. Inning over for Minster finally here in the bottom of the sixth. But the Wildcats tack on two more. We go to the seventh. Minster in the lead over Wapakoneta 4-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
A healthy home and garden start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
For over a century, the family at Osgood Bank has been here when you need them. Whether it's money management, starting a business, or buying a home, the experts at Osgood Bank have you covered. Our excellent history is one we're very proud of. Every person who walks through our doors is a vital part of it. We can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Well, it's 9-1-2 for Wapakoneta here in the top of the seventh inning against Dominic Meyer, who's on to finish out his fourth inning and close this game. He's down two balls, no strikes. He's thrown two wide ones to the leadoff batter, Blake Rogers, who started the game in right field for Wapak. He has finished on the bump. There's a hard ground ball to Wiss. Wiss on two bounces, gloves, throws on to first, big stretch, first baseman. It's ruled out. He kept the foot on. Well done down there by Hayden Lynn. Ground out to Wiss, who's had numerous assists at shortstop in this game for Minster, which is two outs away from victory. That play goes from 6-3. Back to the top. Here's Drew Bailey. He's walked, singled, and fanned. First pitch to him is ball one. Dominic Meyer has been on since the fourth. Kettner threw the first three. Meyer wheels and deals outside. And it's ball two, no strikes, 2-0. 4-1 lead, Minster. Top of the seventh. D7 Minster, D3 Wapak. Swing and a miss. Looked like a cut fastball. Little down, and the hitter, Bailey, couldn't find it. Two balls, a strike. Ball smacked to third toward the bag. Foul by a foot. And, oh, my goodness, was it close. And Jason Brandt, the third base coach, head coach for Wapak, not pleased with the call. He thought it chopped right over the bag. It's two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on the hitter. One out for Wapak, top of the seventh. Minster two outs away from a victory over D3 Wapakoneta. Even up count on Bailey. He's got to protect here. Let's see if Meyer whips in a curveball. He's frozen a number of hitters with inside breaking pitches. That one's upstairs, and it's full up. 3-2. Outfield deep, shading The leadoff batter, Bailey, around to the left. Oh, he hammers one. That ball is pummeled to center. Center fielder Kaler back near the warning track. He's got it. Kaler retreated. The wind held that ball up. It's blowing hard to the right field corner. It stalled the flight of that ball. Kaler got back, parked underneath, and made the play. That could have been extra bases on a normal late spring day with the wind blowing out of the southwest. But it's an out, and Wapak's down to its last out. Here's Zach Fisher. A ball from Meyer just off the plate. Dominic Meyer coming on to throw four innings. He needs an out. He would be our Sour Mugs star of this game for Minster. Strike, a curveball at the knees. One ball, one strike, one and one.
Work ahead now.
Wapak scored first. Minster tied it in the bottom of the first inning. Minster took the lead in the fourth on a safety squeeze from Wiss. Two more in the sixth from Minster, including another safety squeeze, this one from Inscape. There's a pitch way inside. It nicked the hitter on the calf. Hit batsman. And on down at first is Zach Fisher. Here comes Griffin Miracle up, the catcher for the Redskins. He swings from the left side.
All right, let's go.
Outfield now sways its positioning a little bit toward the right. Pretty big hole in left center for the left-hand batting Miracle, who singled twice and bounced out to second. Five hits apiece in this game. Wapak's had two errors. Pitch by Meyer to Miracle. Fastball cut on right through it. He doesn't make contact. No balls, a strike. Nothing and one on Miracle. First baseman for Minster not holding on the runner. He is playing extremely deep as Hayden Lynn, way behind the bag, a good 10, 12 feet. Swing and a miss, strike two. As Meyer poured a fastball in there. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two.
Your spot now.
Minster may be one pitch away from knocking off D3 Wapakoneta, which went to the state final four a year ago and has lost only 22 games in the last four seasons. Timeout called. Jarrett Mullen on deck, cleanup hitter for the Redskins. Here's the two-strike pitch upcoming. Long look in by Meyer to his catcher, Ty Hine. There's a breaking pitch, scalded hard over the third baseman's head along the left field line. Left fielder covers it up for Minster and hustles a throw back in. Runners at first and second for Wapak. Real good two-strike hitting by Miracle as he banged his third hit of this game sharply into left. Here is Mullen. It's going to be tough to hit one out here at Minster today unless you hammer one right down the right field line. That's the direction the wind is blowing. The pitch to Miracle, low and outside for a ball.
Good work.
With two out, Wapak got a hit batsman and then a single laced to left by Miracle. The count of ball, no strikes, one and nothing on Mullen. Meyer looks back at second. His catcher hangs the sign. Ground ball wide at third. Wiss in the hole, fields. Long throw to first. Got him by a half step. What a play by Wiss. My goodness gracious, Andrew Wiss, a safety squeeze. Seven assists at short. Recorded the assist to end the game. He and Dominic Meyer are our Sour Mugs players of the game for Minster. And with three hits, it's Griffin Miracle for Wapakoneta. Final score, 4-1. Minster, in dramatic fashion, defeats Wapakoneta here tonight at Melcher Street Park. We'll return with more to wrap it up after this message from Sour Mugs. in West Milton, and Sour Mugs in the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Oh, thanks so much to Sour Mugs in the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Our Sour Mug stars at this game for Minster, the award being shared by Andrew Wiss and Dominic Meyer. Dominic Meyer was outstanding out of the pen. He threw the final four frames, and Wapa Connecticut not played a run from the fourth inning on. They did pick up one in the first frame against Andrew Kettner, the starter for Minster. Great job in relief by Dominic Meyer, who won the season opener, by the way, in beating Rushi 5-1. Andrew Wiss, stellar for Minster as shortstop, numerous plays in the field. He picked off a few going to his right in the hole, and he demonstrated a strong arm, nipping two or three speedy Wapak runners by less than a step at first. Wiss also with an infield single in this game to drive in a run, and a safety squeeze back in the fourth to drive in a run. Three hits for Wapak's third hitter in the order, Griffin Miracle. He was our Sour Mug star of this game for the Redskins. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website for our updated schedule. Uncertain of it the rest of the week. Stay in touch with scoresbroadcast.com. SCORE stands for Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. It is your radio on your phone for high school sports. Everybody rolled out the red carpet for us here tonight at Minster. Thank you for joining us online. Jack Kramer here from Melcher Street Park in Minster saying once again the final score. Minster Wildcats 4, Wapakoneta Redskins 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance. Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.